And now it's time for Overheard. It's our regular segment where we check in with people who work in radio and ask them what they listen to on the radio or other platforms. Today we have with us Todd Bookman. He's a general assignment reporter in the newsroom. And Molly Donahue and Jimmy Gutierrez are here from our content team. We're going to start with Jimmy.
Hey,
what do you got?
All right. So before I came out to New Hampshire, I had privilege of working on this podcast, helped launch in this podcast called Precious Lives. It's all about youth and gun violence in Milwaukee. And it was super ambitious. 2 years, 100 stories, hearing from people and their own lived experiences. And so now that it's coming to an end, I thought I could throw to them. And so this first clip is from this past summer's live show. It comes from youth organizer and father, Damian Smith, and he's sharing his story on stage about his son.
But my house hasn't been immune to the effects of gun violence. We sat him down. We had one of those earnest, real conversations with him. Look, son, we love you. We want to support you. But we know the things that you're doing, and now those things are coming to our front door. Things have to change. He looked at us and he said, my business is my business. Less than a week later, his actions sent a ripple effect throughout our family and another person's family forever. So although our son will be coming home one day, there's someone who lost a life. There's a child who doesn't have a father. So in the end, I guess his business wasn't just his business.
The clip comes from Precious Lives, which is a podcast that examines youth and gun violence within Milwaukee.
Okay, so it's 100 episodes? 100 people's lives?
100 people's lives. So they go back and they'll retrace a couple stories. Or there have been, a couple months ago, they did a three-part series on a basketball team that had lost multiple family members within the teams, and the team has a long-standing history within the city itself. If you're familiar with like youth basketball, you've heard of the team. But yeah, I think this one itself, with Damian's story, it shows there's a story that you don't often hear with the family behind the shooters, you know, how they are coping with these issues at the same time. I think this just kind of gets to the heart of what this is all about, like challenging stereotypes, giving a platform for people that don't necessarily have it and the resources to help them learn how to share their stories. And so the second clip goes back to Damian. It's Precious Life's latest episode. As the podcast transforms itself, it's becoming kind of a vessel to share these stories and go and travel kind of across Milwaukee, across the suburbs and things like that. And so they are just returning from Milwaukee's Rotary Club, predominantly white, well-to-do sort of environment. And he's kind of wrestling with sharing his stories to unique audiences now that may not have come in contact with people like him or his story.
When you hear about all of this stuff, gun violence, right? You think about this bandit, bad guy, scary person.
Right.
And this person is evil, and this person, you know, did this thing or these things. And what I don't have to sell to the other crowd is, you know, this kid was warm and had a sense of humor and had, you know, different things going on. And within a 6 month span, six of his paternal family members died, whether murdered or just died from natural causes. A lot was going on. I don't have to explain to that familiar crowd the types of pitfalls and daily things that happen in a person's life, kind of make them go one way, despite your best intentions and raising them and rearing them in the right home. The call of the street is very loud.
And so, yeah, I think that just perfectly kind of sums up what the project is. It's just this platform to share these stories to people that don't have access to them. And I know I'm in New Hampshire right now, and it's very little gun violence or gun deaths. And so I think it's just like this medium of public media to be able to share these stories, I think, is really at the heart of this kind of storytelling.
Yeah, and, you know, the humanness of it, you know, he's right. You know, people aren't one way or the other. And very few people here probably know any family that lost six people to gun violence in the last 6 months. It's powerful stuff. Tell me the name of that. Precious Lives is the
Precious
name of the
Lives
podcast.
Precious Lives is the podcast, yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy. And we'll have details on that podcast so listeners can check it out for themselves at wordofmouthradio.org. Next, we have Todd Bookman. He's our general assignment reporter.
Well, I'm going to take this in a really different direction. Two words, Russian cowboys.
So what's your, like, favorite story to tell?
I had a deal last summer. I got asked to go to a place where they were pasturing a bunch of steers.
So Sean tells the story where the 600 steers that had to be moved from one pasture to another, which to him was like no big deal.
Okay, what's the problem?
I mean, he was thinking, why can't the Russian cowboys just do that themselves?
So I got there, and me and two other guys were moving them across the pasture. And these cattle started getting real nervous. And I was, what the heck? Well, all of a sudden I hear this chi-ching, chi-ching, and I, what in the world? And I turn around trying to find this sound. Here comes two guys riding over the hill behind us on bicycles with the little handlebar bells on them. They thought, because they ride around on bicycles all the time, that that would be the way to do things, which scared them. They scared the cattle. That turned into a bad fiasco.
I love herding cows with a bicycle bell. That's amazing.
So this sound comes from a recent episode of NPR's Planet Money podcast, and the reporting was done by a WHYY reporter named Irina Zhurov. And the story is all about how Russia is attempting to grow a beef industry from scratch. It turns out Russians do not have a proud tradition of steak. And so this company called Muratorg, with some backing from the Russian government, is trying to sort of grow this entire industry from scratch. To do it, they had to import not only cows and horses and saddles and grass, but they also needed American cowboys to come and teach these Russian gentlemen how to be cowboys. But, you know, like we heard in the bicycle bell example, it wasn't just enough to teach them sort of the hard skills of like lassoing and feed habits and all that. To create a real Russian cowboy, the company realized it needed to create Russian cowboy culture.
So did they have outfits and, you know, outfits and music?
Oh,
and
yeah. The whole thing, including this next clip, the rodeo.
Okay, so here we are at the Russian rodeo. It is the third annual rodeo that Muratorg has hosted.
And everything here is really similar to what you'd see at an American rodeo, but just a little Russified. So there's the same events, barrel racing, roping, trailer loading, and the songs that the teams enter to are patriotic like in the U.S., but here they're about the mightiness of Russia. Or there's another song about how America should give Alaska back to Russia. And the chorus is something like, "Don't be an idiot, America."
Don't be an idiot, America.
So funny. That is just hilarious, like just parachuting, you know, dropping something down into another country.
Yeah, yeah, they had to learn it all from scratch, and they're obviously going to put their own, spin on it.
I love that Russified.
Where are they doing this? In the tundra?
Yeah, they're doing this out in the fields of Russia near the Ukrainian border, and they're really trying to grow this thing.
Wow.
So.
Okay. We've got Inner Lives, Russian Cowboys. Molly, what have you got for us?
So we are taping this at the beginning of December, which means it's the beginning of the season where we start getting big groups of British celebrities together to make songs for charities, right?
I guess so. Does that happen every year?
It feels like
it does. Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they get into this big sound stage and all these inevitably very white, pretty people, either British or American, start singing about how we need to like send aid to Africa. Well, a couple years ago in 2012, a different organization put a spin on it.
I'm basically heading up a team that's getting Africans together in this time of need for Norway, you know, helping them out. A lot of people aren't aware of what's going on there right now. It's kind of just as bad as poverty, if you ask me. Sunlight puts smiles on people's faces. People don't ignore starving people, so why should we ignore cold people? Frostbite kills too. Africa, we need to make a difference in Norway. We need to collect our radiators, ship them over there, and spread some warmth, spread some light, and spread some smiles. Say yes to Radiate.
Thank you.
So throughout that whole song, there's interspersed terrible images of Norwegians falling down on ice and being blown into their cars. And I don't know if you caught that the chorus, the main line throughout the song is, "The tables have turned." But so that's actually put together by the Norwegian Students and Academics International Assistance Fund in 2012. They put out a new one every couple of years, making fun of, you know, the child actors they get for African relief spots and the very pretty white women they have crying with them. And so what they do is they try and raise awareness for stereotypes used in holiday ads specifically.
There will be snow in Norway this Christmas.
Yes.
Yes, so, to radiate.
Yes, gather up all your radiators, Africa, and send them to Norway. They need them.
They need them. They're all those rosy-cheeked people risking frostbite.
Yep.
Molly, thank you. I feel like, you know, this is the season of giving, and we really have to think about the poor Norwegians.
I felt it was important that I bring this to your attention.
Molly Donahue, radiating for us, thank you so much. Jimmy Gutierrez, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Todd Bookman, he is an outsider in this little group today, but I think you've comported yourself beautifully.
Thank you for letting me in.
Thanks a lot for coming back, cowboy.
Sure.
Whether it's a fascinating new podcast or a moving piece of audio, word of mouth breaks away from the news to bring you sounds and stories that we hope enrich your day. If you've ever said, "I heard something really interesting on the radio today," or if you've ever found yourself circling the block to hear the end of a story on NHPR, please consider becoming a sustaining member during our year-end fund drive.